This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Even before Hurricane Maria hit last fall, thousands in Puerto Rico were already living in makeshift, what some might call unofficial dwellings, no title, no lease or other rental or ownership papers. And that's made it hard for people to get rebuilding money. Marketplace's Peter Balanon Rosen has the story.
Luis Malave's house in the San Juan Barrio Israel was never really big. But to him, those plywood walls were home. Then Maria came.
You gotta go through all the trash over here.
And today, to get to what's left, you climb over its former self. A 4-foot-high pile of rotting plywood and snap tables.
I started living over here in 2002. It was my house, but I wasn't the owner there.
Malave has an informal arrangement to stay on the land, but no lease, no insurance, and no FEMA funding for repairs. He sleeps in what's still standing, a single room with a blue tarp for a roof and a piece of tin for a door. It rained maybe 12 hours ago, but a bucket still catches drips from a wooden beam up top.
Well, you have to prove ownership to be able to get the FEMA help.
That's Michelle Sugden Castillo, a consultant with housing nonprofits in Puerto Rico. People with no title or lease can submit a written statement to FEMA about their situation, and FEMA says they'll consider them.
We've seen that there's a high denial of FEMA cases.
FEMA has gotten over 1.1 million housing assistance applications from people living in all situations. But only 40%, 2 of every 5, get approved. FEMA says that can be because of multiple applications from the same household, and people need to meet certain homeowner standards. But even when assistance comes through, for some, it's not enough.
Mi nombre es Orlando Ortiz.
Orlando Ortiz lives in another part of San Juan, Villa Palmera. He knows all about life with a blue tarp for a roof. He's lived this way for months.
De día no se puede estar aquí, porque es un horno, está aquí.
He knows the light and heat that flow through the tarp, making the house like a blue oven during the day. And he knows the bats and pigeons that get in at night. But what he doesn't know is he got more money than most to fix the place.
They gave me $6,200.
Ortiz got $6,200 from FEMA, and their average housing award in Puerto Rico is $2,700. Still, he estimates it'll cost over $12,000 to fix the roof. I'm Peter Balanon-Rosen for Marketplace.